This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right, so Jared Goff after the game, and we've started at the end of the game with a lot of talk about Bates coming through with the kick and Goff, you know, having a calmness and a coolness and you know, basically, okay, let's go win this game kind of attitude, and that's exactly what they did. But there was more from the end of the game, and something that I don't know how intentional it was and whether it went exactly the way the Lions wanted it to. But there's something they did at the end of that game that was potentially brilliant. And we will get to it coming up shortly. But as we promised, your phone calls, 248-539-9797. Rob, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Rob.
Gentlemen, happy Victory Monday.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, we're going to champ today.
Yep.
I want to champ the Lions linebackers. I thought they had a pretty good game yesterday. I thought you saw Alex Anzalone being stellar. You saw Jack Campbell flashing. You saw a couple plays by Trevor Nowowski, especially that last one. That sack on the Hail Mary, or if they were going to do the toss back and forth type of thing, shut down immediately. That was a great job.
Mm-hmm.
No worries there. And then we got to chump Aaron Rodgers, picking up all his friends from other teams and doing all this, and they're 2-5 or 2-4 or whatever they are. They're bad.
Yeah, they're bad. Imagine, you know how bad they were last year when they had Zach Wilson? Oh, wait, they were 4-3 at this point.
That's funny.
That's how bad Aaron Rodgers and the Jets are right now.
It's funny.
It's
nice laugh at his expense.
It's hysterical. 3 catches for 33 yards for Davante Adams in the first half and nothing in the second half.
Yep.
Good job.
Rob, thank you for the phone call. We go to Josh in Huntington Woods. You're next. Hi, Josh.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
My champ is Josh Pascal on the edge. I mean, asking that big boy to cut off people from going around him, I thought he played his ass off and was awesome.
Yep.
And my chump is Jim Harbaugh. Love him for the natty, but the leader had no succession plan, took everyone out, and we're stuck with Wink, who will be one and done. And, Doug, you may not want to touch it, but he's hated it inside the program. That's from insiders, and he doesn't work.
Interesting. I haven't got that sense, and I've been in there, but, you know, I mean, if I do, I'll, you know, might change my tune a little bit, but I haven't heard that. But, I mean, look, the results, the funny thing is, and we'll get to our champ and chump, I don't have as much a problem with the way the defense played. The offense and special teams put them in terrible positions on Saturday, and I thought the defense did a good job to force field goal attempts when they did. But let's get to our champ and chump. My champ is Dan Campbell, and, you know, the team has taken on the personality of the coach. And the context of the way they won that game and the stuff he talks about aligned perfectly. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show, but Dan Campbell's my champ.
My champ is Jonathan Kim, Michigan State kicker. He went 6-for-7 in the Spartans' homecoming win over Iowa, including blasting a 55-yard field goal to erase the bad taste in your mouth from missing the 55-yarder earlier when he was wide but had the distance. Great win for Michigan State. That's how you use a bye week, and Jonathan Kim was a stud in that game.
My champ is Michigan, and mostly offense and special teams, but the whole thing, it just wasn't enough coming out of a bye week. That was bad.
I'm going to chump Cleveland Browns fans. They were booing Deshaun Watson while he's writhing in pain on the ground with a ruptured Achilles. Not the reaction a home crowd should give any player, let alone the hometown quarterback, but that's Cleveland. maybe the byproduct of that, because afterwards, Myles Garrett was not happy about it and let everybody know in a post-game press conference. Maybe Myles wants out.
248-539-9797. Get your champ and chump votes in here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Let's go to Ken. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Ken.
How you doing, boys?
What's up, Ken?
Good, good, good. Champ, I'm going to go with Ben Johnson. Obviously doesn't suit up, but we know that Flores' reputation in the league supersedes itself. You'd say perfect utility. He's the best DC. Yesterday was the 23rd game. He's the DC helm. Four times he's given up 30 points or more. Three of those times have been by your Detroit Lions. So I'm going to go with Ben Johnson in the schematic there. Chump, Gator, you kind of stole my thunder, but I'm lockstep with you. It's got to be the Cleveland Browns fans. Regardless of how you feel about Deshaun, personally or professionally, that level of malevolence, it's not needed when someone's injured. I'll hang up. You boys have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was horrible.
And that was another one of those Achilles. It's the Achilles injury. It seems like now, given what we have in terms of the quality of our broadcasts, Achilles injuries are diagnosed almost instantaneously. And the popping of the Achilles. You've seen the video? Have you seen the video?
I don't think I've seen the video.
If people haven't, it's just the Achilles. Oh, there it snapped right there.
It's like a guy takes off running. There's no one around him. And then all of a sudden he just pulls up immediately, stumbles to the ground. And it's not, you know, it's not a hamstring. Hammy's different because a hammy, you'll start hopping on one leg. You'll grab your hamstring immediately. The Achilles, you go to the ground.
Yeah, to your point, though, Doug, with instant replay, slow-mo, 4K, all that, to actually see it snap, essentially, or boing. Pop.
I mean,
it's crazy, man. Like, you don't have to be a doctor to be like, yeah, something happened right there. Yep. That's when it happened, right?
Yep.
So you guys want me to look this up, apparently.
It's not up gross. To you. Yeah, I mean,
it's not gross. I mean, it sucks. You know, it's an injury, but.
I mean, you were fine when you didn't know Aiden Hutchinson's leg was flapping around.
Yeah, well, this is.
And so this was less. Oh, this is less
there
than
you
that.
Go.
Yeah. And it's the same.
It's
yeah.
just like a little shockwave that goes through.
Yeah, shockwave goes through the calf. Yeah. And you go, okay, that's the Achilles.
Bang.
And it seems crazy. Like everybody immediately goes, that looks like an Achilles. And then we find out very shortly after it's an Achilles.
Wow. And that's not so good.
All right. So the Flores Ben Johnson matchup, I want to circle back. The stuff we talked about last week, the Vikings pass defense, the QBR against going into that game, his quarterback ratings against the Vikings pass defense going into that game, 70.3, number one in the NFL. The Vikings had recorded 20 sacks, fourth in the NFL. They had sacks on 8% of opposing teams' dropbacks, which was top 10. Their pressure rate was 32.6, second in the NFL. That is what they established through their first five games. Now, they did get to Goff four times, but Goff's rating was like 144, something like that.
140 for the game, 140.0.
Okay, there you go, 140.0. The QBR going against was 70.3.
Quarterback rating, yes.
And we talked a little bit about, you know, I don't like watching short-term, taking short-term results and drawing long-term conclusions. I think that's how you lead to hot takes that are good in the moment, but don't really reflect reality. So I was saying the Lions offense is acting like a top offense in the league. And we'll know in the next few weeks when the three of the four games are on the road against Minnesota, given their defense and what they've done so far. You got Tennessee, which whatever, but then you're at Green Bay, at Houston. And I did get that right. Sorry. Anyway, that we'll know. We'll have a better sense if it truly is as good as all the numbers have reflected through the Lions' start to the season. That's a hell of a start against a defense that had been awfully tough to pass on.
That's a great start. Love to see it. And now Jared Goff.
Great start to that stretch of games is what I mean by that.
Sorry. Going into tonight's game, Jared Goff is the number one rated passer in the National Football League with 111.5. Number one in the NFL. Joe Burrow's number two, Baker Mayfield number three, and Baker Mayfield's at 109.4. Jared Goff's been spectacular over the last several weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it feels like you can count his incompletions on one hand, and you almost can.
Well, Gator, you know, Jared Goff has been so good this span. According to NFL on CBS, the Lions offense is the only team with more offensive TDs than incompletions in the last four games. Since the merger, They have 18 offensive touchdowns and only 16 incompletions the last four games.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Games.
Wow. That's wild.
That's how hot this offense and Jared Goff has been.
248-539-9797. Dre, you're next on 97. Want a ticket. Hi, Dre.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing today?
What's up?
Outstanding. Hey, I got to definitely champ the Lions front line. I can't remember if it was you or Gator that said, Doug or Gator that said, when Goff came in, he just looked real confident at the end of the game. I think that front line, they're not going to stop, everything that comes through on the rush. But when a quarterback knows that he's got a front line like that, that's going to kind of keep him from hitting the ground a whole lot, then you can't help but to be confident. So I got to champ the front line for the Detroit Lions. And then my chump, I got to give it to Doug Christie. Chris Christie. I said Doug Christie. Chris Christie for the comment he made about Dan Campbell last week. Then he had no class running up the score against Dallas. I don't know what kind of relationship he has with Jerry Jones or whatever, but, since when has Dan Campbell showed that he was a classless kind of coach? Have you guys ever seen that before?
Not even a little bit. No, it's just Chris Christie is a big-time Cowboys fan. That's where it starts from. He didn't like that, he thought the Lions were running up against him. They didn't run up the score against him. They tried to run some interesting plays. And I think we all kind of raised an eyebrow. Oh, this is interesting. Here's another play to another offensive lineman. And they're trying to make it happen. And you know what? They didn't score in any of those plays. So if he wants to whine and cry about it, let him go ahead and do it. And he looks like an idiot in this sense. I mean, plenty of people have opinions on him otherwise. But if just regarding his comments on Dan Campbell might be the most liked coach in the National Football League. No one's going to say he's classless except for some jackass who's a giant Cowboy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app